Welcome to the Skokie Kolo Podcast. Here you can listen to recent shiurim given by members of the Kolo and special guests who spoke at the Kolo. For older shiurim, open the Learn tab above and select Audio Archive.
Hello, this is Ari Burian. And this week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim, we have a very famous pasuk and the very famous saying that Klal Yisrael say when they receive the Torah, of Nasa v'Nishma. The pasuk in Pasuk Zion says, V'ikach Sefer Abris, Moshe took the Torah, what had been written down so far, Vayikra Bozne Am, he read it into the ears of the people, Vayumru, and the people said, Kol Asher Diber Hashem, anything that Hashem said, Nase V'Nishma, we will do, and then we will listen. And the very famous idea that they mentioned first, we will do, and only afterwards we will listen. That it wasn't contingent, that first let me hear what the Torah has to say, and then I will decide if I want to follow it. But we said, no matter what, we're following the Torah, and only then, now please teach it to me, tell me what the Torah actually wants from me. And interestingly, we have a very similar pasuk in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Yisro, in Perek Yutes Pasuk Ches, which sounds very similar but has a few differences. The pasuk says, Vayinu kol ha'am yachtav, the entire nation answered together, Vayomru, they said, Kol asher diber Hashem naaseh, anything that Hashem says, we will do. And the two most glaring differences is there they say naaseh, well here we're saying naaseh v'nishma, and over there they also mentions Vayinu kol ha'am yachtav, the entire nation answered together. So why over there we mention the word yachtav, together, we don't mention it here, and here in Parshas Mishpatim, we mention the word naaseh v'nishma, that we will do and we will listen. So the Pardes Yosef actually picks up on this, and he mentions that if you look at all the mitzvahs in the Torah, we talk about there to be 613 mitzvahs. But if you think about it, no one person, no one Jew could ever have 613 mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs that are only for men, some are only for women, some are only for Kohanim, some are only for Levim, some are for Yisraelim, some are for kings. And it's not possible to be a man and a woman. It's not possible to be a Kohen and a king and a Levi. And there are certain situational mitzvahs that we hope to never be in. If there's a mitzvah, if a husband wants to divorce his wife, to give her a get. That's not a mitzvah that we hope to mekayim. So even though we always talk about 613 mitzvahs, there's never actually one person that does all 613 mitzvahs. So the Pardes Yosef says there's actually two ways that you can fulfill the idea of keeping all 613 mitzvahs. One of them is the idea called arvus. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bezeh, that we have a certain responsibility. We're all guarantors to every other Jew to keep all the mitzvos. So even though I might be keeping Shabbos, and you might be keeping Shabbos, if there are Jews in the world that are not keeping Shabbos, my mitzvah is not yet fulfilled until I help them keep Shabbos as well. We all have an obligation to help everyone else do all the mitzvahs that are commanded to them. So even if I'm not obligated in one specific mitzvah, because I'm not a Kohen, or I'm not a king, or I'm not a man or a woman, but still, when you help someone fulfill their mitzvah, and you join in with a group, we become one nation of Klal Yisrael, then as they keep their mitzvahs, and I keep my mitzvahs, then us, the nation, keeps all 613, and it's viewed as each one of us individually keeps all 613. And the other way we can aspire to keep all 613 mitzvahs is for the mitzvahs that we're not able to perform, we can learn about them. That when we can't keep karbanos nowadays, we can learn about karbanos, and Hashem looks at it as if we brought those karbanos themselves. And a mitzvah, a situational mitzvah that you don't want to be involved in, if you spend time learning about that mitzvah, Hashem looks at it as if you fulfill that mitzvah as well. So through Limud HaTorah, through learning about each one of those mitzvahs, you can actually be viewed as if fulfilling all 613 mitzvahs. So we have two ways, either through arvus, through connecting together all as one unit, one entity of Klal Yisrael, and also about learning the mitzvahs themselves will get us to that total 613 for every person. And this is very similar to the famous Gemara where a ger once went up to Hillel and Shammai and asked them to convert him while he stands on one foot. And many of you know the story, the famous story. He went to Shammai first and he said, convert me, teach me the entire Torah while I stand on one foot. And Shammai chased him away. And then he went to Hillel and he said, teach me the entire Torah while I stand on one foot. So Hillel answered to him, whatever is hateful to you, don't do to anyone else. The rest is the details, go ahead and learn. So I heard a beautiful idea that Hillel's answer is hinting at both of these ideas we just mentioned from the Pardes Yosef. What is the ger really asking to do? He says, teach me the entire Torah while I stand on one foot. We know that there's a concept in Judaism of Gilgul Neshamos, of reincarnations, that someone doesn't fulfill mitzvahs in this lifetime, their soul might come back to the world as a different life and fulfill mitzvahs that they couldn't do before. So the ger comes up to Hillel and he says, teach me the entire Torah while I stand on one foot. Al regel achas. Meaning, teach me the entire Torah, that it could be fulfilled on one foot, on one standing, in one life, without a reincarnation. Let me be that one person could keep all 613 mitzvos. Al regel achas, in one lifetime. And what are Hillel's two answers? His first answer is, whatever is hateful to you, don't do to your friends. This concept of Arvus. Let's join together as one nation. Let's be guarantors towards each other. If you care about your friend and don't do bad things to him and help him keep his mitzvos, you get a part of his mitzvos as well. And then we become one nation, all keeping 613 mitzvos. So each one of us individually are viewed as if we keep all 613 mitzvos. And then Hillel says after that, the rest is details. Now go and learn. And that's the second idea of go ahead and go and learn. Because if you can't keep the mitzvos yourself because you're not able to, but you can learn about those mitzvos and then you're viewed as if you fulfilled them. And that's Hillel's answer homiletically to the ger of two ways you keep all the mitzvos in one lifetime is by connecting with all of Klal Yisrael and by spending time learning Torah. And we see from these two stories, the idea from the parsha, this week's parsha of Mishpatim, Nasa v'Nishma, and the story of Hillel, these two fundamental concepts of Judaism. The concept of joining together as one group, as one nation. In front of Hashem, we are all one group. We are all Jews. We are all brothers and sisters. And it's very important for us to view ourselves as one unit and not in separate groups. And finally, to spend much time learning Torah, that through learning Torah and through connecting with other Jews, it's an opportunity that Hashem could look down on us and see us as keeping all 613 mitzvos. While without these two abilities, without spending time connecting with other Jews, without spending time learning Torah, there's no possible way we could ever do it. But together, us as a nation, and through learning Torah, we can mekayim all the mitzvos and wish you a wonderful Shabbos.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. This is Eric Goldman. It is my honor and pleasure to share with you words of Torah for Parshas Mishpatim. Of course, it's always awesome to be a Jew. But this time of year, it's especially amazing. As we are about to start the month of Adar this coming week, and we know, of course, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, when the month of Adar comes in, we increase our level of Simcha. And the month of Adar, of course, leads us into the Yontif of Purim, perhaps the holiest day of the entire year. And that even can be viewed as a setup only to get ourselves to the Yontif of Pesach in the next month of Nisan. And that, of course, is only a setup until we reach the ultimate climax after 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer and the Yontif of Kabbalah Satorah of Shavuos when we accept the Torah. But it all starts on this coming Shabbos. Parshas Mishpatim is not only Parshas Mishpatim, it is also Shabbos Shkolim. When we read the extra maftir of the Bnei Yisrael bringing their machatis ha-shekel to Moshe Rabbeinu to be counted. And says the pasuk, ki sisa es rosh Bnei Yisrael, when we count. But a very interesting lashon for counting, ki sisa es rosh Bnei Yisrael. And all the meforshim point out, ki sisa also means to elevate the rosh of Bnei Yisrael. Lifkudehem according to their numbers. And then the next pasuk goes on to say, Ze yitnu, this is what they should give, kol ha'over al ha'pikudim, whoever passes by the counters. And again, it's a very funny phrase. Kol ha'over al ha'pikudim, why are they passing by the counters? Why not have one collector who goes around collecting all of the machatis ha'shekels from all of the Jewish people, and then bringing them to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the treasurers will count how many machatis ha-shekels were collected. But instead, Moshe Rabbeinu has to stand at the front, and then every single Jew has to walk by and drop off their machatis ha-shekel and be counted. It seems as if this is such a superfluous process that adds so much time and effort to the entire nation. Why was it necessary? Bnei Yisrael have just accepted the Torah. And in doing so, they have become a nation. We have become the Bnei Yisrael, a nation of Jewish people. But there's a potential downfall in becoming a nation. And that is when I know that I am now officially part of a klal, then I perhaps can lose my place as an individual. Who cares about me? As a nation, we are serving our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as a nation, there are so many people who are so much greater than I am. There are people who are learning more than I am. There are people who have more kavana in their tefillah than I have. There are people who do more mitzvos, and there are people certainly who do so many less averos than I do. And so who cares about me amongst this nation of millions of people? What chashivos, what importance do I have? And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when this nation is starting off, when we are going to count this nation, we in no way can give off the impression that we are just going for a broad general number. And we just want to know what's the final count. but rather Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Jewish people, every single Jew has to walk past you and drop their half a shekel in front of you and be counted individually. Because without that, there's no klal. Without each individual recognizing their important place, without each of us understanding how much of a crucial role we each serve as part of the B'nai Yisrael, then there cannot be a Jewish people at large. And this is truly ki sisah es rosh b'nei Yisrael, when we raise up our heads. Because getting lost in the crowd, our heads are down, we can't even see where we're going, and no one can recognize us. But when we pick our heads up and realize that we stand out because of our individual contributions that we give to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that each and every one of us stands in front of Hashem and says, Hashem, what I give to you, no one else in the world can. And you know how I know that that is absolutely true? Because I'm here. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need my service, he did not need my avoda, I wouldn't need to be here. He would just get his mitzvot from someone else. He would get the Levit HaTorah from someone else. But I'm here, and I'm here for a reason. Because no one else can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what I can give. And says Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to be counted? You're going to be counted as part of the klal. As a nation, we will come together, but first you must understand that you as an individual are a crucial part of that klal. As we begin our journey into the month of Adar, and we increase our level of happiness, and we celebrate the Heilige Yontif of Purim, and then we move on to the month of Geula, of Nisan, of celebrating Pesach, and we count our Sfiras HaOmer to Kabbalah HaTorah, there's one Hakdama we have to understand for ourselves. And that is, we, each and every one of us, all of us as individuals, are a crucial aspect of the entire process. And without me, the entire thing falls apart.
Thank you for listening. Feel free to learn about all the programs that the Skokie Community Kol has to offer. For any questions, suggestions, or to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, please email us at info@skokiekol.org.